comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome. Let me try that again. Hello, welcome to a brand new Nerds United Jittermonkey podcast at jittermonkey.com, live on Facebook, on YouTube, and I'm your host, Greg Mahochko. I don't know where the co-host of the year is. And that unnerves me, I suppose. But no, obviously, hope he's well. Did not hear from him that he would be late, absent, or otherwise. So we will just sit here. I'll just look at you. You can look at me. I could read a passage from a book or something. I don't know. We'll pass the time. We'll figure it out. Oh, wait a minute. There's a message from Mike. Okay. He says, something isn't working. Start without him. Will do. All right. Lots going on this week. I almost made it up to Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois. And had I made it up there, I do have a new, I can't say new, new to me, trade paperback graphic novel, a collection of stories, however you wish to categorize it, waiting for me in my pull folder. So I did not acquire anything new, but something new will be in my hands very soon. And again, new to me, definitely not new, because, oh gosh, it's probably from the 90s. I guess it's a Batman book. I don't know if y'all can hear that, if it's hailing right outside the window here, but, there he is. What's up, Highlander? Highlander Gunn is here as well. Just us chickens. Mike, so glad you made it.
Yep. I just had to turn the internet off and then on. So
hey, sometimes that's all it takes, right?
Yes, indeedy.
I don't know if you heard, but like there was a naturally loud popping sound right out the window. I don't know if you can you hear that when I'm not talking? Like it's not constant, but it's...
Yeah, bro.
I don't know.
Nothing yet.
We have, you know, just like, you know, in Illinois, we're fortunate. You get into Kentucky, Tennessee, the Southeast, they're getting hammered by the hurricane. The numbers of hundreds of thousands of possibly millions of people who are out of power, you know, because of that. And it extended all the way up into Kentucky. So we've had rain here. I'm sure you've had rain pretty much all day as well.
Yes. All day, all night.
Yeah. We were fortunate enough to get Garrett's soccer game in last night under sunshine, which was pretty nice. And they won.
Nice. So, excellent.
And I got some business out of it. So
okay, perfect.
It's like, what's up? What's up over there, fellow soccer dad?
Yeah.
We need to talk. We need to sit down. So very excited about that possibility. But I was basically just telling people that didn't make it to Twilight Comics this week, but I did essentially put my name to a book that they already dropped into my folder. And it is, I'm going to pull it up here so I know. It's Batman and Green Lantern forge unlikely alliances and find themselves. Here we go. Nope, that's not. I'm just going to read the one that Twilight Comics put out. Someone has stolen the Book of Destiny, an all-powerful artifact that gives its possessors knowledge of everything that is, was, and will be. Now to retrieve the book and restore the fabric of reality, Batman and Green Lantern forge unlikely alliances and find themselves in some impossible situations with the galaxy of the DC Universe's biggest stars. And on the cover, you have, obviously, Batman, Green Lantern, Supergirl, Lobo. You have what I believe are some of the Legion of Superheroes from the future, if I understand, if I remember correctly, Blue Beetle. I'm kind of excited to get my hands on that. I was told that I would enjoy it. So,
well, sounds good.
But it's Mark Waid, Mark Waid wrote it, illustrated by George Perez. Should be good. It's called The Brave and the Bold, The Lords of Luck. I think I said that already. So,
okay, I like it.
And then we know, I mean, I hate to beat the proverbial dead horse, but we know that neither of us have really had any time to read anything in recent ever, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of unfortunate, but what have you been up to this past week, sir?
School, work, gym. That's about it, really.
Is that the Southern Illinois version of Jim Tan Laundry or whatever? What was it? Jersey Shore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. School, work, laundry. Or school, work, gym.
School, work, gym. Yeah, pretty much.
Not so much laundry. That's fine.
No. In fact, I got to go to the gym after this. So,
Mike, you're making me look and feel bad.
Well, so you look just fine.
I think we've talked about this. I know I mentioned it on the other show, but I'm down damn near 30 pounds in the last almost 6 months. So
I wish I could do that.
All you got to do is stop eating.
That's the problem.
Like if you cut down to like one meal a day, And you know, I wouldn't wish this particular diet on anybody because I don't think anybody needs to be riddled with anxiety. So family all doing well. Nolan good?
Nolan's doing good. Doing good in school. I think he's having somebody. I think he's teaching a class and having somebody's going to come observe him. I forget when. Maybe I wonder if it was today. I'll have to ask him. I thought maybe it's coming up soon, though.
This is going to sound horrible. I didn't know he was far along enough in his schooling to be like doing student teaching and things like that.
He's a junior right now. So
okay.
Yeah. So yeah, but besides that, no, nothing too wild to report. Like I said, just kind of been bored with the rain. Like I said, all night and all day so far.
Right. I know you like to. You said it stopped now.
I think it did.
I don't really honestly have no idea. I keep periodically hearing it's almost like firecrackers, but like a 4 to 6, 7 burst of firecrackers, like pop 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 pop. Yeah, I don't know. We live in a relatively safe neighborhood, so I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
Highlander, it's a good thing you said that on this show and not on the Five Heart podcast where you know that many would shame you. Everybody's body type is different.
True.
I think I said this before when I went to establish with a new primary care back in April. He's like, I see here in the chart, again, never met this guy before. He's like, I see in the chart that you battled weight in the last few years. And I was like, battled weight my whole life. it's the body that you're comfortable in. And I've never really been comfortable in mine. So, the belt that I got for my birthday, I either need to punch a new hole in it or get a new belt. Like it's my pants, they were hanging off my butt. And that's an unusual feeling.
There you go.
So, but I'll take it, I suppose. But beast the alternative. I'm not ripping pants anymore. Not going.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's always good.
So, Mike, we believe it or not, have a plethora of topics to get to tonight. And I didn't know where you would want to start. If you'd want to start Marvel or DC, we have several DC topics, but I didn't know. I just didn't know where you wanted to start tonight's show.
Let's start with Marvel then.
Well, that's going to be an easy one then, Mike, because pretty much the only thing we have for Marvel, at least as I'm doing my quick scroll here, is that we got a trailer earlier this week.
Yes.
For Thunderbolts.
Yes. Yes, indeed. What'd you think?
Careful who you assemble. I actually liked the trailer quite a bit. It has... You know, it's got the humor. It's got the action. So, you know, the heroics. We always talk about, what was it? I think we borrowed this from Kevin Smith, right? Like heart humor and heroics. I think we'll find some heart in there through like Yelena, Yelena's character. It was great. It was a terrific callback to Captain America Winter Soldier when Bucky, you know, flipped the SUV like he did in his first appearance. I mean, you look at this image here. I mean, we've got Taskmaster. We've got a Red
Guardian.
Captain Guardian. Thank you.
Yeah.
We've got U.S. Agent, Bucky, Yelena. We have Ghost. Mm-hmm. And in the bottom left there is the, I think they called him Bob.
Bob,
or something like that. It, but when you, I just did a Google, you know, to find the image, I just Googled Thunderbolts and it had that actor in the name Sentry, which I, we knew, you know, we saw the belt and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, the Thunderbolts are coming together. And it was great to start to tie. I mean, really did a nice job, I think, of tying in a lot of the phases that we've had of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this is the one you're going to the theater to see.
I mean, there's a lot of time between now and May, but probably.
That's true. Yeah. 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 It comes out in May. Yeah.
I would be okay if we didn't see any more from Thunderbolts until, what do you think? Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, think about that. That's only
possible, honestly. I thought you were just going to be like, you just didn't want to see any more from them after that. No. Oh, that's not going to happen.
No. But that's like 4 months and change.
Yeah.
To, you know, kind of let it go away. Let people kind of forget a little bit and then hit them with something new during the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know, that'd be one approach. Although I'm trying to remember what, if anything, genre related comes out around the holidays, and I feel like there is something, but you know, maybe we get something then. I don't know.
You know, the only thing I could think of that comes around the holiday, like the Christmas holiday you're talking about.
Yeah.
They have one with, and I don't know if you've seen it or not. I think it's called Red One.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that looks kind of good actually.
We saw a trailer for that on when we went and saw Harold and the Purple Crayon, and again, Garrett and I saw it when we went to see Transformers 1, and that looks so fun.
Yes, yes.
Chris Evans and Dwayne Johnson, and you know, again, it's an ensemble cast. Aaron Keene is here.
All right,
he's another Chatterfield. He says, "Oh shit, finally catch a nerd stream." We talk about the show on Five Heart from time to time. Like, you'd be proud.
I would be, yes.
It's honestly the only other place that I promote this show.
That's very true. Yes.
But realistically, it's the only one that does any good because the people in the comments are the people from that show. If I put it on my own Facebook page, crickets.
No. Yeah, same. I've tried that.
Keen, what is going on, brother? Good to have you here. Highlander Gun is in the chat as well, and sometimes Fred shows up. So it's it could be a madhouse. Yeah. But, Red One, I think it looks really great. And correct me if I'm wrong, Santa is
J.K. Simmons.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say J. Jonah Jameson. I'm like, that's not right.
Well, also true.
It's also not wrong. Yeah. I want to break that one down a little bit, maybe as we get closer to the holidays, because that's a new kind of Christmas movie. So
yeah.
But I believe, is it either Belschnickel or Krampus is in that movie, according to the trailer, or maybe both of those?
I think, yeah.
But I like that they're pulling a lot of the, you know, the lore. Mm-hmm. So maybe go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, do you think that one can beat out, guys, what vacation movie?
Christmas Vacation?
Christmas Vacation, yeah.
No,
me neither.
But it does make me wonder if that's the movie that J.K. Simmons was getting ripped for a few years back.
Yeah, because
we didn't really see it in Batman.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So, great question from Aaron here. What are the topics of choice? Is there a format? Not so much a format, more of a, this is a cage-free conversation. We're not restricted. We have a few things that we talk about. We jumped right into discussing the new Thunderbolts movie, Aaron. We're actually going to back up a little bit. similar to the Five Heart. No, there's no, it's not. I wouldn't say that. We're going to back up because we know we didn't read anything, but did you watch anything in the past week, Mike?
I feel like I did, and I can't remember what I was. Oh, well, Agatha All Along. I've seen all three episodes of that. I will second what I said before. It's going to be too scary for, I'll say, elementary school kids.
Okay.
You know, or younger. But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. They did mention,
I heard.
They mentioned Mephisto. Like, just straight up mentioned him this time, which I was like, looking back, I was like, I don't know if they ever actually mentioned his name in WandaVision. That's just what all the rumors were.
That was all the internet. Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's just a little tease, if they're like, or just kind of like a tongue in cheek type of
thing. A little nod.
Yeah, little nod. Now, I don't think this is a spoiler. In the last episode, it was very heavily implied that Teen is Agatha's son that she gave up.
Okay.
Not
Wiccan, which is what I think a lot of the early rumors or theories were.
Yes. But here's the thing. I know with these shows, if they heavily imply something,
it's not it.
Yeah.
It could be a swerve, bro.
Especially in the WandaVision universe.
Right.
That's, you know, more than likely that the next episode, it won't even be mentioned and it'll be something else.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's important to remember that unless it is a variant or, you know, unless Teen is from the multiverse, like this Wanda didn't have children. She created them. Mm-hmm, yeah. So it does seem more, I don't want to say realistic or practical, but it does seem more likely that it would be somebody else's.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I have not yet watched any of Agatha All Along. It is, I might try to get an episode in tonight. What I watched, I actually finished the entire run of Heels over on Netflix. 16 episodes.
Okay.
16 episodes. I think it took me about 2 weeks to watch it.
Yes.
Maybe a shade less. The ending was so good, and it makes me mad that it got canceled on Stars and its future is up in the air.
I heard that. And that.
I don't know if it's like big water drops hitting the window or something. Like
I don't know.
Or maybe the wind is pushing the, because I know you got that. I got that bush out front. Maybe the wind's pushing the bush into the window or something. I don't know. But anyway, at least I'm not going crazy.
Yeah. Well,
I'll double down on what I said last week about how it is a story about relationships wrapped in some independent wrestling wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationships, the way the stories are unfolding is really, I guess unfolded because I've watched it. It's part of it gives me hope, and part of it's like, oh, that's unfortunate. Like you can see, if people would just, I think this probably mirrors actual life and probably actual relationships, is if people actually just speak their mind and, you know, share what's on their heart and on their mind, then I think a lot of drama can be avoided.
Yeah.
But what you have is, you know, secret, I don't want to say desires, and not like in a weird way, but like, you know, always maybe desires, maybe secret aspirations that aren't necessarily given voice to. And so the people who have the ability to make those decisions don't know that that's what character A really wants. And so they don't act to that, you know, they don't behave to that right. wish. So, I really enjoyed it. I was gutted by the second season finale, and you can definitely tell, like, oh no, they were leading up to more.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the thing. They had really, like, they had storytelling in this make-believe show that rivals what even WWE's putting out there. And I know people like, you know, I'm not tribalist. I guess I am tribalist because I don't follow AEW. I at least follow WWE enough to know who the main players are and probably some of the, you know, the B and C characters. But they, the way that this big show got going, I, you know, that is as odd as it sounds, like the energy that was in the crowd who was watching the show permeated through the TV screen. I was like, oh, you know, it was a little weird.
So, well, I was gonna say, speaking of wrestling, I thought of another show that I started watching, and it's also on Netflix.
Is it the Vince McMahon documentary?
Mr. McMahon, I'm on like the third part. I don't know how many, but it's interesting.
I was just gonna ask how many parts there were. It's not flattering, I believe.
No, not to him.
No.
Who, yeah.
What names? Are there any names like from WWE who contributed to this? Who did?
Vince McMahon's on there. Linda McMahon's on there. Shane McMahon. Okay. The Rock. Stone Cold's. They're all on there.
Oh, see, wow.
The thing is, if I remember correctly, I think he wanted it. This is because it was before the scandal came out.
Oh, gotcha. And then, do you think it was re-edited?
I think after they finished filming everybody's parts, I think that's when it came out. In fact, there was one part on there where it said we had to stop filming at this point in time because news had just broke. Oh. You know, and I've also heard rumors that he tried to buy it back.
I saw that too.
And yeah, it's really odd for me that I don't watch wrestling really at all, but I love wrestling documentaries. I don't understand it, but they're just, I don't know, they're good. But this one's, like I said, this one's good. Check it out.
This gotta be something to use my window. Yeah,
it's gotta
be, or it's hailing or something, I don't know. I think probably what did it for me, and what that, and just growing and you know, my life dynamics change, because I think I've said this before. I used to love, you know, there'd be 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 of us getting together for either a Monday Night Raw or a pay-per-view at my buddy's house. And, you know, when we all started getting married and having kids and things like that, and then my family moved from Salem to Belleville, and I wasn't seeing that. So I, you know, for me, that changed my fandom, because I realized, I was just there to hang out with my buddies, and we're using wrestling as the excuse. But also, you know, I started watching a lot of the behind the scenes, like documentaries, and I read a lot of wrestler books, and so I think when, you know, a certain amount of that curtain gets pulled back, then it's like, oh, okay,
yeah. But,
you know, to WWE's credit, and again, I don't follow AEW, but to WWE's credit, they've had it engaging enough stories that, like, I'll sit and watch SummerSlam. I'll sit and watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. I can't watch both nights of WrestleMania back to back. I'll get shot. But,
right.
But so they're talking in the comments, Highlander and Aaron, they're talking about urban legends.
Okay.
Specifically the ones outside my window.
Yeah.
So Highlander says it's Goat Boy, Greg.
Could be.
He says Bigfoot is an urban legend, but Goat Boy is real, and banging on my window right now. And Aaron says, anyone familiar with Elric of Melnibone?
I am not. I'm curious about this, though.
I Googled.
Oh, okay.
And Elric of Melnibone is a fictional character created by English writer Michael Moorcock.
Yep. Nailed it.
Going with that. And the protagonist of a series of sword and sorcery stories taking place on an alternative Earth. Never ever heard of that. And it's from before we were born. So not to say that we only are aware of things.
I mean, what does he do, though?
He first appeared in print in 1961. The albino anti-hero, as he's called, is one of the better known characters in fantasy literature, allegedly. A wide variety of crossover media, role play games, comics, music, and film stories have been continuously in print since 1970s. So he is described in 1972's Eric of Melnibone, the color of a bleached skull, his flesh, and the long hair which flows below his shoulders is milk white from the tapering beautiful head stare, two slanting eyes, crimson and moody, and from the loose sleeves of his yellow gown emerged two slender hands, also the color of bone.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this person. I've been around a long time. And like I said, I know of characters who are, you know, around before me, Star Wars and Superman and Batman and most of them. All the good ones. I've never heard of
Elric of
Melniboné. So he says it's a brilliant series. Read it as a kid and reread it recently. So good.
Nice.
Okay. I promise, Aaron, I will not tell people on Thursday nights that you're going back and reading children's books. I mean, I'm no different. Oh, there you go.
We read comics.
His albinism manifests as blood weakness. He gets a rune sword that devours souls and imparts power to him. Well, this is actually selling it to me. I might try to track something of this down some capacity. Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate you. I didn't watch anything else. I've been, it's far from children's books. No, I was kidding. I've been rewatching here and there, How I Met Your Mother. I don't know why. Yeah. It's just, I guess it popped back on Netflix or something. So I just kind of picked up where I was left off in like season 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's fine, but I've been busy. I've been, you know, I was participating in the coronation shows on Monday and Tuesday nights. And then I said this last night, I was like, yeah, about 9:15 on Wednesday, I got kind of lonely. I'm like, I should just jump on and start a stream and just be like, who's supposed to hang out and chat and visit? But I didn't.
Oh,
then I probably woke up in my chair at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Mike, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I feel like urban legends could be another topic we could tackle at some point in time.
We could. I feel like there's a lot to cover there.
Yeah.
So I don't have a graphic for this one because I have images. I just don't have an image for this one. But it was announced, I think, maybe yesterday or today that a beloved actor joined the upcoming Superman movie.
Okay. Oh, is the one you just recently put on?
Yes.
Good old Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk.
Yes.
He's playing a secret role in James Gunn's Superman movie. And like, here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, we can't, you know, and they're not wrong. He is a tremendous actor. And if he shows up on screen, that'd be great. But he's also a notable voice actor.
Yeah, I think it's
going to be a voice and everything. I think so too. Here, he's already in Creature Commandos. I think we talked about that.
Yes,
playing Dr. Phosphorus.
That's right. Yes.
The voice of nuclear plant meltdown born villain, Dr. Phosphorus. So am I thinking that we'll see Dr. Phosphorus in the Superman movie? Absolutely not.
No. But I mean, who knows? Because the Superman movie has a ton of characters in it now.
That's true.
So
Brandon is here tonight. Hello, Brandon. Welcome.
Welcome.
Look, more Alan Tudyk the better, in my opinion.
And like I said, it's going to be some kind of voice.
I don't think he's ever been bad in anything. You know?
No. Mm-mm. Did you ever watch Resident Alien?
No. I know. I think it's on Peacock.
Yeah, I think so. Peacock or Netflix, honestly.
Maybe both. You know.
Yeah.
I've not. I feel like I should.
It's decent. I started it and never finished it, so I don't say how decent it is, but that's probably more of that's just on me, really.
Well, and the thing about it is, again, I'm an Alan Tudyk fan, but if I would need more than just Alan Tudyk to, you know, watch and really get into that show, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like he's great, but I don't know if he's strong enough to carry hold my entire interest over however many, because it has a few seasons, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, from there, we are going to stay with DC and we're going to talk about the upcoming. I'll tell you what, we'll put a pin in this guy.
Okay.
And we'll talk about the fact that a superhero now has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Mike.
I'm surprised it just now happened.
I was going to say, I'm going to pin that, come back to that. So, Batman, officially the first superhero with the star, and Burt Ward was on hand, a Batman cosplayer. Obviously, Adam West passed away, a couple of years back. I would have thought Superman would have had it, cultural impact, because Superman was the first, right? But Batman beat him to the punches. You know, hell, clearly Batman had a plan.
You know what I learned about the Hollywood Walk of Fame, like how they figure out who should go on there and stuff like that? Yeah, you just pay for it.
You can buy your spot.
That's it. That's all it is. You pay for it. No, I mean, and obviously Batman, you know, we know who he really is. He's got some money, so,
you know. I do think but with Batman being a fictional character, I do wonder who foot the bill. I hope, you know, that the lost name in, you know, Batman lore, obviously Bob Kane gets so much of the credit, but Bill Finger recently started getting his due. And so I hope, but Bill passed away a number of years back, penniless. And I believe it's his granddaughter. Like there was a, like a little documentary or something about, you know, Bill Finger and his story. So I think his granddaughter's still around, and I hope that she was able to be on hand for this, 'cause that'd be really cool.
That would be.
It is great. Seeing, you know, Bill Finger starting to get, you know, the recognition, right, on the credits and things like that for any time Batman pops up. So that's really cool. So, all right, well, we're going to move on from that, and we're going to talk about the greatest superhero of them all, the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
The greatest superhero of them all, Mike. Green Lantern.
Oh, we're talking about Spider-Man? Sweet.
You know there's a Green Lantern series coming to HBO Max, or HBO and Max, I believe.
I have heard.
What are you doing?
I had to message something. I have heard.
We've talked about
Green Lantern, so I was like.
Well, they have cast their Green Lantern.
Yes.
And name is Kyle Chandler. Mm-hmm. He was cast as Hal Jordan in the upcoming series, and it's going to be, I believe my understanding of it now is going to be more of like a, I wouldn't say initially it was probably a buddy cop, but I think it's going to be a mentor mentee situation. But for those of you, like, if you're looking at this, like, Kyle Chandler sure does look familiar. He was the head coach in Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
And he's been around. He's done a lot of things. I think he's been nominated for an Emmy, you know, so, nice resume for him, and they were going with more of a veteran actor rather than, you know, a 25, 30-year-old Hal Jordan, because, again, he's going to be the veteran. I don't have this in front of me, but the veteran Green Lantern from Sector 2814 and the rookie, John Stewart, we'll get to his casting rumors here in a moment, or reports. But they are on Earth, you know, investigating a murder, which is kind of crazy because, again, they're intergalactic cops. But they're doing it here on Earth, which means it's probably alien related. So excited for that. And as I mentioned, there are looks like the selection process for John Stewart is down to these two actors. That's Aaron Pierre and the other gentleman's name, I had it right here, we go, is Stephon James. So Aaron Pierre on the left, Stephon James, and they are the two finalists to play John Stewart.
I like it.
So
I feel like we might actually get a Lantern series now.
It's time.
Yeah. I mean,
it's past time.
It's been talked about since 2018, I feel.
weren't we supposed to get that series initially in 2020?
I feel like it was when Max first came around, or HBO Max at the time.
Right.
Like, that was, I think, one of the reasons that you even got HBO Max.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Or I mean, I know it was, that was, I remember us talking about it.
Yeah. I remember one of the things that they said, like, when Max launches, you can watch this, because it was,
yeah,
was it the pandemic? I'm trying to think of, it was Wonder Woman 84.
Yes.
And I remember, yeah, I watched that, like, you know, I know. Mm-hmm. What, I watched it twice. I watched it by myself on, like, Christmas night, and then I watched it the following, you know, within the next 48 hours with my wife, and I haven't watched it since.
Sorry. Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, oh, cool, I can, yeah, but I can't remember if that was just before the pandemic or if it was during the pandemic, because I feel like I just watched that at home. So
I want to say during, probably.
Yeah, probably. Like, maybe the right at the tail end of 2020 is when it launched.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, speaking of DC, Aaron Keene says, Batman is awesome, but give me some Lobo any day.
Oh, yeah, I'd agree.
They were talking about, I'm going to scroll back up and make sure I get the name correct, Elric of Melniboné, whatever. And Highlander says, in Dungeons & Dragons, that sword is called a soul sucker.
Okay, got some Dungeons & Dragons fans. Cool.
And Brandon says, speaking of big names being in James Gunn's Superman movie, does William Reeves, who's Christopher Reeve's son, have a cameo too?
I haven't heard that. But Greg is looking it up right now.
William Reeve. Is it Christopher? I always thought it was Christopher Reeve.
Reeves.
Yeah. No, it's singular.
He's two of them.
Superman. Let's see. Superman is set to hit theaters next year, but Reeve will first be seen on screen with his older siblings, Matthew and Alexander. Okay, so this is...
Is it true?
I'm trying to figure that out. Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's good to know.
He's a reporter during the crowd scene is what his cameo is going to be. So,
okay. I like that.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Cause you know, the ultimate reporter was Clark Kent. So, yeah. Good catch that, Brandon. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that comment. It's allowing us to put in the work. So, all right. So we've talked about Thunderbolts. We've talked about Batman. We've talked about Green Lantern. We talked about Alan Tudyk. Make sure that I'm getting all my homework in here. I think we are all caught up. There's only one other thing I want to talk about before, Mike, we get to our main event.
Okay, which I'm very curious about.
Yes, this is going to be a fun one tonight. It might take a little time, but it's going to be fun.
Okay.
You know, one of my favorite comic stories is Kingdom Come.
Yes, of course.
I never blamed you. I let you borrow it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it for the longest time. And I was like, maybe Mike's got it. And when I was organizing, I found it. And I have since reread it. And it has a pretty prominent spot. Not that, you know, this is all a mess behind me, but it has a pretty prominent spot so I can grab it and read it at any time. Did you know, Mike, that they are making a documentary about Kingdom Come?
I did not know that, but I want to watch it.
Well, luckily for you, I'm going to make that happen for you.
Okay.
It comes at a very hefty price.
Is it out now already, or they're
No. It's on Kickstarter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They just launched the campaign, you know, a couple days ago. This still has 27 days to go.
Okay.
They had a $50,000 goal.
Okay.
By the way, Alex Ross is very involved in this. Like, it's all over his social media, that. Things like that. So this is going to be a very well done thing.
Okay.
If you had to guess, Mike, $50,000 goal, 3 days in, Why don't you go ahead and guess how much has been raised in 3 days?
So here's the thing. I'm thinking it's not 50,000 yet.
Okay.
But just because your reaction for it, I'm going to go they've raised 2,000.
Mike, I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay.
They have, by the way, can you still hear me, see me? Because my thing is doing a weird thing. Browser. They have over 1,400 backers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm one of them.
Okay.
And I got in on like the lowest groundest floor that I could for a physical copy Blu-ray of the documentary.
Okay.
Which with shipping was $15. They just were like, what country are you in? United States. Here's $15. I don't know. I pledged $95. The amount raised so far, $314,541.
Okay.
They should probably close the campaign at this point, really. I mean, like, you've 6X'd your goal.
I'm still shocked. You paid $95.
It's the only way I could get the Blu-ray. Like, for $30, it would I could get the digital version. Okay. I don't want to mess with the digital, like, go to this link. And by the way, you can never close the browser, or, you know, whatever that might be. So, yeah, okay. I 3 to 4X'd what I paid for the book to get the behind the scenes or making of or the documentary, whatever it is. So, is it my proudest moment? No. But hey, we got to live a little bit fun.
When are they going to be starting this?
Oh, so it is, expected delivery is like April.
Oh, okay.
So they've
already made it then?
I think so. I mean, like, there's so much that's on here and like behind the scenes stuff and
what's the highest level that you could?
Oh, I didn't scroll down that far. I'm scared.
Just pretend you're a billionaire and scroll down and see.
Okay, let's see here.
Because I'm guessing it's going to be expensive and not that much. To be honest with you.
Let's see. Fine art add-ons. Okay, those are add-ons. So if I wanted the Emerald Edition Blu-ray, I think that's 90-something bucks. Let's try this. Oh, here we go. Let me scroll down the right part here. Original sketch collector. Here we go. Associate producer credit is $7,500.
Okay.
Yeah. There are 10 available, or there were 10 made available and only 6 are left. So think about that. They got $30,000 from 4 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey.
The original sketch collector's edition, $7,500, $6,500 for an original sketch by Alex Ross. Then it goes $1,895 for the Collector's Club Inner Circle. I mean, just, I honestly feel like I got in okay. Like, I'm pleased. I got to support it. It's one of my favorite stories of all time. So, you know, support the people that make you happy, I guess. That bring you joy.
Yeah. If you got the cash flow for it, go for it.
That's a different story. He didn't say that. Mike, are you just about ready for our?
Yes. Because I don't know what it is. I mean, I know an idea. I have an idea.
Right.
But I don't know what your format is.
But I believe the format that we did is we're taking superheroes that have been in movies.
Cinematic
superheroes, and we're just gonna have us a little good old fashioned draft.
Okay.
And you know, kind of let the viewers and listeners and social media folk determine who's got the stronger, or maybe not stronger, better better, team. Yeah. I guess more likely to win in a fight team.
Yeah.
So
do we have to go back, like, is Marvel then DC or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just pick what you want when you want it.
All right. I'm going to write these down.
Highlander asks if I'm going to break dance for him. No, I'm not. What I'm likely going to do is break this chair. I demonstrated this on the show last night. Mike, you have sat in these chairs.
Yes, yes.
These are not rocking chairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to go out and get a new chair this weekend because I've said to Ashley, I was like, we kind of just need a new kitchen set. Like, she doesn't like the one that we have. We got it for free from my folks, you know. So I was like, had the perfect price for us back, you know, 15 years ago. Yeah, so we need a new set, but I also need a new desk chair. So
yeah,
we'll figure it out. So no break dancing. All right. So because these characters have all been in the movies, we know all these characters. I didn't bother putting labels or names or anything with them. What I will do is I'll go through row by row and I'll just give, for the benefit of the listening audience, okay, I will name all the characters that I utilized. And again, most of them are Marvel DC. I told you, I warned you I was going to throw a couple curveballs in there. So,
Okay.
Let's go. We have top left to the top right. We have Thor, Hellboy, Cyborg, Aquaman. We have Superman, Shazam, Wonder Woman, Ant-Man, Captain Marvel, the Scarlet Witch, Hulk, Captain America, who seem to be apparently in the same pose there almost. We have Bloodshot, Iron Man. We have Green Lantern, Batman, Black Panther, Black Widow, Peacemaker, and Wolverine.
Okay. All right. Who goes first?
That is a great question. I don't know if I don't have a coin with me. I'll let you go first.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to go with my boy Thor right there.
I tried to get a good.
Mm-hmm. That's
Highlander wants to know how many characters do we get to choose? I mean, like, are we doing, there's 20 characters. We just creating teams of 10?
Ten characters.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We will. We'll
clear the board. That's a big-ass
team. You know what? Assemble. You know, mm-hmm. Be cautious of who you assemble. So you're going Thor.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I got to go Superman.
I was going to say, there's only one choice, really. Okay. All right. I first of all, that would just be a good movie right there. Superman and Thor. Either team up or the bottom list.
Bottom middle one looks like John Johnson for Coronation. I can't wait to tell John that he looks like John Cena. all right, so Thor and Superman, where are you going?
I'm sticking with kind of my magical characters. I'm gonna go Scarlet Witch.
Oh, I was gonna go that one.
Can't let you have magic.
Hmm?
So I can't let you have magic. Although,
well, here's the thing. I was thinking about, like, what is Superman's real, I mean, outside of kryptonite,
yeah,
what's, you know,
yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna go Hulk.
Hulk, okay. Hulk's good. Hulk can do stuff, you know.
Fred popped in real quick, not to interrupt you. He says, "Hey, Highlander, Greg, and Mike, and also Aaron Keane, who he didn't know was here. I'm at another charity event, apparently, where the Rockefellers see you next week or whenever. So,
right,
behave yourself, Fred. And have a good time."
Yes. Okay. I'm thinking I need to have a DC character on here, right?
You don't have to.
Well, I mean, I just need one. And so, of course, I'm going to go, oh, man, I see two. You know what? Let's go with Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I will go. So if you're building kind of around magic, and let's face it, all three of yours have some element of magic.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away, but okay, I'm kind of going on durability. So okay. I'm going to go with Wolverine.
Wolverine. Okay. I was not where I thought you were going to go, honestly.
Minnie's here.
What up? What up, Minnie?
And apparently she did a show over at with Connor at Corn Craze. So if you are watching this and you're also a Husker fan, which is, you know, that Venn diagram clearly is bigger than we thought it was.
Yeah.
Go check out Corn Crazed on YouTube, and you can watch the episode or the show that Minnie was just on. So
nice. All right, what you got, Greg?
I did Wolverine. What did I miss your next pick?
I did Wonder Woman.
I did Wolverine after you did Wonder Woman.
So you have Superman, Hulk, and Wolverine.
Yes.
And then I have never mind. I'm dumb. I went first. That's why. okay, that's right. Because I was like, I'm going to go Nebraska.
I like that.
You know what? I'm gonna take him away from you. I'm gonna go Green Lantern.
Oh!
I don't know what he adds to my team, to be honest with you, at all.
Yeah, well, like, let's see. He can fly in space like Thor.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Scarlet Witch probably can too, and Wonder Woman maybe.
Yeah,
but maybe not. Who knows? But that's all right. I'm not taking him just so you can't have him.
I honestly thought that I'd be able to get in like the sleeper round.
I know you would. There's so great characters up there. There's two that I have my eye on right now.
I think I know one of them. And if so, I might be making you mad with my pick of Captain America.
Nope, that's not the one. But
okay.
Feel free to take him. He will not be a problem.
Well, the only reason, again, if I'm going durability, he can do this all day.
He can. Can he do it all day with Shazam? Probably not. So I'm going to go Shazam in there.
All right. I'll see your Shazam. I will raise you Hellboy.
Oh, that's the other one I wanted to get.
Yes.
Okay. You got it. So Hellboy is going to help your team for sure.
Right.
Okay.
Because he's got that, you know, occult knowledge. Yeah. So
yeah,
he's by some ancient tome and put Shazam in a bottle.
I think that there's not any more magic. I don't know if Bloodshot is considered magic. I don't think he is.
In this version, in the version in the movie, which by the way, I still say is underrated. More nanotechnology.
Yeah.
Than anything. So.
So at this point in time, maybe okay. I'm going to have to throw – I'm going to take this one away from you, and you're going to be upset because it's your favorite actress. I'm going to take Captain Marvel.
That was actually one that was – I was hoping to acquire. Mm-hmm. If I would have selected her, I thought you would have fell out of your chair.
Now, here's the thing. I can say right now that my team, strength-wise and, like, fighting-wise, is really good. Mm-hmm. Will it get chosen by followers of this page? Probably not, because I have Marvel in it and Wonder Woman. But
no,
you know,
I contend still, and that's why I was very deliberate with the image that I selected for Wonder Woman, because that no man's land scene is
amazing.
It's a top 10 comic book cinema scene. So
yeah,
I can't believe this particular character is still there. But I got to take Batman.
Oh, I was almost going to take that one.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking, like, that's the guy who's going to put the plan together.
Right.
You know? But you know what? I have another guy that's going to put a plan together. I think he can do it. I'm going to go Iron Man then.
Okay.
Iron Man's just going to take out Batman. Just.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm actually torn between two at this point.
Okay.
And... kind of torn between three.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
Black Panther.
Yep. That's all. I had my eye on that guy too. I'm just gonna go with the other guy that I had my eye on. Aquaman.
That was one of the. All right, you take Aquaman. I'll get Cyborg, and we're gonna get on the net.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. I mean, we're not using the internet for anything, but feel free to do that. You know,
he's gonna get in there. He's going. Oh, that's right. You got all magic. You don't really. Well, he can disrupt Tony Stark's tech.
I was just thinking that he could do that. Yeah. Man. So okay, what do we have left?
We have
Black Widow, Bloodshot, Ant-Man,
and Peacemaker.
Peacemaker. Yeah. Out of those, I'm gonna go Ant-Man. Just why not? You know, he'll bring some humor to the team, I guess.
And I will take Black Widow.
Okay. Is that the first girl you have on your team? Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
You got one at least that does something. She's kind of cool. I mean, she's not superhuman or anything, but you know, she can kick and flip.
I thought you were going to say she's not alive in the MCU anymore, but
well, that's also true. Okay, so now we have Bloodshot or Peacemaker left.
That's it.
Gonna go Peacemaker then.
That, you know what? I love that Bloodshot falls to me because again, you talk about durability. He can heal himself.
True. True.
Or the nanotechnology heals him. So,
yeah.
All right. So give us the rundown.
Okay. So on Greg's team, we have Superman, Hulk, Wolverine, Captain America, Hellboy, Batman, Black Panther, Cyborg, Black Widow, and Bloodshot. And then on the winning team, we have Thor, Scarlet Witch, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Shazam, Captain Marvel, Iron Man, Aquaman, Ant-Man, and Peacemaker.
This would be really fun. I don't know. I might try. What's that?
What are you thinking?
I was going to try to throw it to ChatGPT and see if it would be able to
do an image,
build me a battle or something like that, or an image.
Okay.
Okay. Because sometimes they get real uppity, be like, "I'm sorry, we can't use that licensed."
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. So this is fun.
I agree. Yes.
And the funny thing is, if we kept this list, and like we can do this again, there's so many characters that like, we can do this again and not reuse any of these characters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I did. I gave ChatGPT. I said I need 20 superheroes that have appeared in Marvel or DC characters, and I didn't use all of them obviously because I snuck in Hellboy and Bloodshot. Yeah. So, but like think of the Guardians of the Galaxy. You think of you know, like even like Blue Beetle would have been a great addition, you know. So, this was great, 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 great.
Excellent, excellent.
I'm gonna pull this down,
okay.
And Minnie asked a really good question. I think we probably talked about this before, but hey, like Stan Lee says, every comic somebody's first comic, and this is maybe somebody's first video live stream with us. And Minnie says, if you could choose a superpower, what would it be? And before we get to your answer and mine, Highlander says, that's tough, Minnie, either invisibility or flight. I'm torn between the two.
Okay.
Aaron says, telepathy/telekinesis for me. Minnie says, invisibility would be great. Mike, we talk about this from time to time. My answer usually doesn't change, but
I think we have the same answer, don't we? Teleportation?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without a question.
Yeah.
Easily. Get me out of traffic. Get me out of traffic. I'll even suffer the curse of Nightcrawler and have the stench of brimstone.
Yeah,
when I bamf away, as long as I can, because I think of how much more efficient could I be in my job when I'm not having to drive 10, 30, 75 minutes to my next appointment. You know,
you're saving gas money. You're helping the environment.
And on any time I go out of town for a conference, I just bamf to, you know, to the meeting and I can bamf right back to my own bed at night, you know?
So. Right. Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I think, being a telepath, reading people's minds would be the absolute worst.
Oh yeah. Well, it depends if you could control it or not.
That's the problem. Yeah. Yeah. If you can control it.
I mean, like, you know, we always, you know, in Smallville, in, but I think Man of Steel, like they always have Clark like having to control, being able to hear everything that's going on. But imagine if you, you know, in a silent world, but you could still hear everybody's thoughts.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that could come in handy at times, but yeah, if you can't control, if you can't focus out, that'd be real brutal. So
yeah. Second one would be telekinesis. That would be a good one.
I don't know if it's a superpower, but just like abs.
Okay. Yeah.
Many would to talk to animals.
Okay, I've thought about that too before, but we're assuming that they are like one to talk like us. But what if like you have the ability to talk to animals, and it's just like food, you know?
Right.
Run, food.
Yeah. Their most basest instinct.
Yeah.
And the only thing is they're thinking. And Highlander says, is time travel a superpower? I feel like that almost has to be, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, so, it is.
Although I don't need. Is it? It have to be linear time? Like, that'd be very dangerous, I feel. I feel like time travel could be one of the most unstable powers because, like, look, if you're teleporting from here to the grocery store or here to Paris, France, or whatever it be, that's it. But if you're time traveling, you have to make sure not to disrupt anything in the past that could alter the future.
If that's how it works, because there's different theories for time travel.
Yeah, but that's the general consensus. Defer something that it probably will never happen.
Yeah.
Minnie's like, Greg wants abs. Yep, I do. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you have abs. You do have abdominal muscles.
Yeah, but you can't see them.
Yeah.
You just can't see them. And that's the depressing part.
Well,
it's like, I always remember, well, I have a six pack and you can have a keg. So, yes, Minnie, like Back to the Future, where things, wild and crazy things happen in the past.
That he doesn't remember or yes. No, he does have abdominal muscles. They are
physiologically speaking, they're there. Yeah,
everybody does. It would be very odd if he didn't. That's like saying he doesn't have a bicep. He does.
It's just underdeveloped.
Yeah. There though. I would say me, I have abdominal muscles. You just can't see them at all. I would need to lose about 50 pounds before you can come close to seeing them.
You can see the comments right on the side.
No, I don't. Cause I didn't. No.
You can only see the comments that I highlight.
Yeah.
Oh shoot. I'm sorry. But there was one of earlier in the conversation, there was something how, what I did on Five Heart last week for $1.99 super chat, I got up and I did 4 lunges.
Oh, okay.
And
did you break your knee?
No, but I realized that I was definitely undercompensated for the embarrassment. So I like Aaron's Yingling dominals instead of abdominals. That's my six pack. And Minnie's been drinking. I think he died. I don't have biceps either.
Well, maybe he doesn't. Strange skeleton then, I guess.
This is what I have to endure on Thursday nights, Mike. So, anything else that you got? About anything you wanted to? Okay. Well, this was fun.
I liked it. Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. I will see what, like I said, if ChatGPT can work us up an image or a breakdown of how this battle would go.
Yeah.
No, I'm not drinking tonight, Minnie. Water.
She's not drinking.
Oh, okay.
That's what she meant.
That's fine. I only have to drink on Thursday nights because of the company that I keep over there.
That's fair. Yeah. I'll say just water for me tonight.
Yeah, because you're going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like a wild man. So, well, everybody, we thank you for tuning in. It's, like I said, it's a little get together on a Friday night from quite a bit of our Thursday night crew. And Josh couldn't be here. He was at a play in North Platte, Nebraska.
Nice.
And the play is called, what is it called? No, I don't have a name of the play. It's about the North Platte canteen during World War II, and it's a musical. You would hate it, yes, but he says absolutely. It's pretty good so far. So,
okay. I didn't know he liked musicals, but okay.
I didn't know there was a musical about the North Platte canteen during World War II. Seems awfully random and very specific. But I digress. That'll do it for this episode of Nerds United. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. And hey, if you are wanting to join us, we try to do this pretty regularly on Friday nights at 9 o'clock, sometimes at Saturday nights, and sometimes we have to take a week off. But please join us when you can. We appreciate that. And if you only catch us in the audio version on your favorite podcast app, by golly, that's okay too. So for my good friend and co-host of the year, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. We remind you each and every week to be kind
and rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.